Now I'm ready. Okay, ladies and Capitan.
What is up? And a very good morning to everybody out there in the land. It is the Sneaks and Stabs.
Cleveland?
You can always say that, bro. It's not Cleveland. Los Angeles land.
Oh.
Or
Hollywood land.
Wherever land you're watching
from
or listening from. It is the Sneaks and Stabs podcast episode 5-0, ladies and gentlemen. 5-0. I am Sneaker Peter Ondrich.
Which makes me the statistical father. Welcome to episode 50. Congratulations to us.
Congratulations, Daddy Daddy.
Yes, likewise, Pete.
First things first. Please subscribe to our YouTube channel, like and subscribe our videos, follow us on our social media, Instagram, Threads, X, and Tiki Talk Talk, where we talk about tacos.
And ticks. They're disgusting.
Yeah. Hate. No, we don't.
We don't talk about that.
Another couple of things that I want to go down the list. Happy Father's Day to you.
Thank you. Likewise.
Thank you. My shoes are very happy.
Every night, eBay rocks his shoes to sleep.
Thank you. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there as well.
Yes, indeed.
All the daddies, not just the staddies and the daddies, the staddy daddies as well. I don't know what I'm saying.
Happy Father's Day, everybody.
Yeah. By this time, it'll be Monday. We might have a new NBA champion.
Odds are looking like yes. All signs point to yes.
Yeah. Do you think they sweep them tonight?
Yeah, the game is in progress as we record. Last we checked, the Mavs were up, but not by a significant amount, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
Keep tabs on it throughout the podcast, and we'll see. But I don't think it's a sweep. I think it's going to be, at this point, 4-1. I did not think that Celtics were going to go up 3-0. But
yes.
So I think...
I agree.
I thought it was going to be 6, but now I'm thinking that Mavs win tonight, and then the Celtics win, I think, Sunday or Monday.
Game 5 is.
Whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, I thought the Mavs were going to put up a little bit more of a fight, to be honest.
Yeah, you know, I think... We've obviously been talking about this the last 3 weeks or so, and I mentioned I was talking to some people at work, and they were like, "No, the Mavs, man, they're coming, like Luka." And I'm like, "You are right. Luka's great, and Kyrie's great. Kyrie finally had a good game in game 3,
mm-hmm.
and but the thing is like the other players you have to rely on, the other guys, you know, as it were,
yeah."
PJ Washington, Tim Hardaway, who has yet to hit a shot.
I think he's like 0-17 or something.
Something like that.
Something ridiculous.
Yeah. And I think he hasn't made a shot since the stat I saw was May 18th. So whatever round, whatever round that was, probably
that's
Western
bad.
Conference Finals.
Yes.
And that's a thing that you see happen consistently is Tim Hardaway goes in these huge streaks of not playing well.
Right.
And And same with, I feel like, PJ Washington, you know? Very good, but, like, was never the guy, even in Charlotte, you know? Like, where you should be.
Yeah.
So I just feel like the people that you have to rely on, Maxi Kleber has always been pretty inconsistent.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the guys you have to rely on to step up to the moment.
Yep.
Those aren't necessarily the guys that I think you can rely on, which is hard.
And a lot to ask from the two guys. Right.
It's a lot to ask for just Kyrie and Luka to do it themselves.
Because even Luka will have a bad quarter here, and you can't have that if you're there.
And he's fouling out. You know, he's not playing good defense, and
The talk is him complaining too much to the refs.
It's been an ongoing defense thing.
Lots of issues, I think, in this series for them at least.
Yeah, I think so. I think we've talked about it, but just, you know. 1-7 or so. I think the Celtics rotation right now is about 7 guys.
Yeah.
Their top 7 in particular is just way too good.
Yeah.
Like,
I agree.
They're ridiculously good. So, and Jaylen Brown in particular has stepped up. But this is how it goes, you know? You have the teams that made it to the finals and failed come back and they overcame the, you know, the problems.
Exactly, so, the mistakes they made before.
Yeah, so...
And a cool little a cool little thing that we're seeing too is Jaylen Brown kind of taking over as leader of this team as opposed to Jason Tatum,
which yeah. is pretty cool. I mean, they've always been kind of like a 1A and 1B. I think the last 2 years, Jaylen Brown, I don't even know if it was a step back or if Tatum just had a big step forward, but Jaylen Brown has really stepped it up, since the playoffs, really. Since the start of this playoffs, he's been really, really good. So
yeah.
And he's... They're a dangerous duo, man, and they're under contract together for, like, a long time.
Yeah. So. We've been saying it for a couple weeks now, too. I hate to say that they're on the Celtics, but cool to see that these guys are flourishing.
Yes.
Finally, you know, after all these previous losses in the playoffs, you know.
The East is going to be definitely, I think, dominated by those two guys in particular for quite a while.
Good amount of time.
Yes, yeah.
Another cool thing I saw... Today, really, Kenny, the guy, you're awesome.
I'm cool. That's what they tell me.
Before we continue, shout out to the Party Corner.
Shout out Party Corner, and before we forget, shout out Zach Randolph.
Yes,
number 50. Aaron Gordon, number 50 as well. Cole Anthony,
number 50.
Also number 50.
Irvin Johnson, not Magic.
That one.
Yes,
he's not Magic.
Yes,
Irvin regular Johnson,
and a. Fan favorite Laker, who I personally can't stand.
Robert Sacre?
Yes.
Yeah, woo.
Uh-huh.
Best cheerleader the Lakers ever had.
And current number 50s, Cole Anthony?
Cole Anthony, Aaron Gordon.
Aaron Gordon,
yeah. A few others that I saw, but not names I recognized, unfortunately.
Yes.
Just wanted to sneak that in there, as you were. You saw something cool.
I was going to say... the Nebraskan Cornhuskers had a player, Asian player, who they're calling the Asian Steph Curry.
I saw that today.
You
as
see
well.
That today as well.
They signed the Curry brand.
Tominaga. Yes. He's now signed with Curry brand. Awesome.
Yes.
I can see him making his way in the NBA. This draft and being some like type of shooter role.
Do you know if he's declared for this draft? I haven't. I actually don't know anything about him.
Assuming since he's signing with Curry brand that he's
in there. Hey, NID deals, baby. I would sign one and
that
just
too.
Stay in school.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, make some money.
Yeah,
exactly.
I wonder if that'll change things, because obviously if you become a professional athlete, you see, I feel like the most football players seem to stay in school the longest. It's usually they're not ready to go to the NFL until their third or fourth year.
Yes.
Basketball, obviously, there's a ton of one and done. Baseball
is there.
You almost don't even have the good players go to college. They can still come straight out of high school, go to the minor leagues and stuff. But I wonder if with the NIL deals, you'll see basketball players stay longer, because now you can make money even if you're like a decent player that's not going to make it in the NBA, but you're really good. You can make local deals, you know. You can be like, oh, let me do Howlin' Rays, you know, for example, in LA. Like, someone might want to sponsor somebody in a small town, and you can make some money while you play and still stay all 4 years.
Yeah. But
I don't know. You obviously will make way more money if you can go pro. But
exactly.
It'll be interesting.
But this makes it easier for some of these players who aren't exactly superstars, but will get drafted eventually.
It's very interesting.
So, yeah, really kind of cool thing. Also cool for this guy specifically just because of the run he had in the tournament last year. I don't know if you remember. He was just letting it fly, dude.
I did not. No, I literally have never heard of this man. Or Nebraska. I've never heard of Nebraska. Steph Curry, who? I've never heard of any of these people.
Who is that guy? He is a certified bucket getter.
He gets buckets certifiably.
From long range.
Oh.
Oh! And we have two new champions as well in tennis for the French Open.
You
spoke about that briefly. A fan favorite of ours, Carlos Alcaraz, for the men, and for the women, Miss Iga Świątek.
Yes.
I looked it up.
She's number one, right?
Yeah, and she is
a killer.
Yeah. Yes.
Alcaraz, I like, I can appreciate him, you know, and he's kind of funny. He's really, really good, but that battle he had 2 US Opens ago against TFO, made me not like him, because I was like, obviously rooting for TFO.
Yeah. Oh, but, so that's who you like?
Yeah.
Okay.
Even, I mean, he's not at that elite level, but that that match they had was awesome.
I hate you.
Yeah, I decided that, right then, you suck.
Yeah, you suck.
Number one, more like number none.
More like, that's dumb.
More like, yeah. That's all.
And also, let's get a little, what do you got on the feet today?
Are we doing, are we talking about shoes?
Yeah. What,
I got some shoes.
You got something that you haven't worn in a while.
I haven't worn these in a while. I decided to break them out, my Air Jordan 1 mids, because I'm lame as...
he's not mid.
But they're SE. They're special edition. Especially bad.
Wonderful materials on there.
No, there's some sick materials. I decided to break these out because this was the first pair of Jordans I got.
Yes.
And we're on our 50th episode. So, you know.
Great choice, bro. They look comfortable. Are they comfortable?
They are very comfortable.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, they're super
nice. I've noticed the high tops to be pretty comfy.
And these aren't even that high. They're only mid.
They're only middies.
They're only mid-level comfortable. They could be high-level comfortable. But here we are.
So like a 7 out of 10?
Yeah. No, they're super comfy.
No, it's more than that. Yeah.
I really enjoy these shoes, but yeah, I haven't worn them in a while.
Yeah, and I've been telling him to use his Jason Mark cleaning.
I refuse.
Come on, Cinderella.
Until you do.
Get on it.
She receives shoes. She doesn't clean them.
you're right.
What about you? What are you wearing? I've never seen you wear these, even though you say you wear them all the time.
You guys are going to need to tell me in the comments, but I've worn these before on the show.
Tell me the episode.
These are my Carmine 6s. This is an early episode. For sure, like 5.
You probably wore them for the Jordan 6 episode.
I think I did.
If I had to guess.
I might have worn them on the 6. Yeah.
Yeah.
I might have worn them on the 6. The Carmine, just because it's a top 3 favorite of mine, just for episode 50, baby.
That's right, baby.
That's right. So, in that case, perfect segue into...
shoes that you can buy.
Releases that are new.
They are brand new. Some mostly.
Mostly coming out, are out already.
Let's do it. New releases
what
time.
You got?
First up, we got a... is this a new model?
This is a new model.
A brand new model that we'll be releasing this summer, coinciding with, oh, I don't know, the biggest sporting event in the world?
Yes.
America?
Olympiacos.
Yes. The Greek basketball
team. Not the Greek basketball. The Olympics
Olympics.
Paris.
Yes, in Paris, France.
France.
The land of Rudy Gobert.
And Franz Wong. Oh, no, are they German?
He's German.
They're German.
They're nearby. They're very close.
His name is France.
Yes,
Tony Parker.
Tony Parker.
Parker, yes.
Nicolas Batum.
Batumé.
Boris Diaw.
Boris
I don't know
Diaw.
How to say that one
right.
in French. Boris Diaw.
Yeah, he's French.
Boris Diaw.
Right. Oh, bald guy.
Joe Ingles.
No.
He's
shooter.
Joe Ingles.
He was. He's from the Magic. He was on the Magic.
Oh, Fournier.
Evan. He's Fournier.
Evan Fournier.
He's French, right?
Yes, he is.
Okay. But yes, this is the new Nike Air Jam.
Nike Air Jam. And jelly.
Yes.
Jam out with your ham out is what I say.
Kind of special to me. Believe it or not, I used to break dance back in the day. Party corner.
They know about.
So I know some of you
right
were there for that.
Heads right now.
You were there for some of that. I did not compete or anything like that. I was in a little bit of like a little crew.
You were a
friends.
Soul skater, soul dancer.
I was a soul skater, pumping suds.
Yeah.
And it was just a fun time. It was such a huge thing when I was in high school for about I don't know. It was just a big like thing that everyone was doing. Until I was like about 25 years old. After high school, all I would do is break dance with my friends or play ball, either one.
Would you ever break dance while you play ball? Like NBA
yes,
street
on
style?
The concrete.
Like, yeah. Shoot it,
yes.
Dunk it, grab it again, dunk it one more time.
Head spin while, yeah. while spinning the
yes.
ball. Yes, we did
wow,
all that.
Wow, that'd be crazy.
Pretty cool.
That'd
huh?
be sick.
Yeah. Didn't do that. But it just brings me back to that time. I think it's kind of crazy that Nike has an actual shoe out for breakdancing now.
Specifically for breakdancing, yes.
Yes. So, pretty cool that this is happening. Weirdly enough, when the Olympics come here into Los Angeles in 2028, breakdancing will not be an event there. So, I don't know what's going on. It's only going to be this year, I believe.
Huh. That's interesting.
Maybe trial run or something?
Curious to look into that more. Maybe there just wasn't enough athletes sent this year that it was too late to pull it from this year, but they're not, they don't want to pursue it further.
Possibly, yeah. I mean, I'm sure there are the reasons for it, but
like I said, I feel like if you're gonna do one type of dancing, you should probably do all the big ones. You should
have like ballroom, a good point.
And jazz and whatever freeform. I want to see some artsy stuff.
I think that's a great idea because then it opens up a lot more people who are in that dancing world to compete in a high.
But it is tough for. I mean, I know there is obviously competitive dancing.
Yeah.
But some of it, you know, a lot of it is art, and it's like how you just assign a score to that, you know.
Yeah. Right.
But it is what it is.
Yeah. But I mean,
would you wear these?
I would definitely wear
these. To breakdance? Do you have a pair that you would wear in particular if you're like, oh, we have a big dance coming up?
That's the best question you probably could ask. The top shoe at the time when I was breakdancing were the Velcro, almost orthotic, running-looking shoes from Walmart. We call them the straps because they had two straps.
So you kept the strap on you.
They were like the hot. They were sold out at all Walmarts because breakdancing was so cool. We couldn't find a pair anywhere. We'd have to go to different Walmarts, like all out through LA.
StockX,
and that was $200. That was the hot shoe.
Wow, it was kind of crazy. What brand, man? Was it just like Walmart?
The Walmart brand shoes. It looked like an old, like a dad shoe. It looked like imagine the Air Monarch, but with,
yes,
instead of laces, with straps.
No, I know exactly what it looks like.
And that was like the hot shoe. People would like cut the straps, put laces, and just do all kinds of crazy stuff with them. But it was like the most comfortable shoe to break dance in. Obviously, we didn't have a shoe. The number one shoe that breakdancers used to break in back then were obviously the Gazelle, Sambas, mm-hmm. stuff like that. Adidas Superstars, the Nike Air Max 1, where all those models were huge. So for this,
until Walmart came and changed the game,
and Walmart came in out of nowhere.
They said, "Hey, I'm stepping to you."
Mm-hmm. And honestly, they had a gray, a black, I think a navy, and then a white color. So there's four. If you had all four, you were like,
you were EJ.
You were the ish.
Whoa.
But really cool that Nike has its own breakdancing shoe now. Kind of goes back, brings me back to my old high school days. And the designer who was kind of in charge of the project, his name is Sivo Voltaggio. He is the Nike concept director in charge of the shoe launch and development, and they started it about 4 years ago, so I'm guessing, you know, they found out breakdancing was anticipation of the Olympics that are to come up this summer. So three colorways coming out, 120 I believe. They are coming out in July. There's no exact date yet, but stay tuned for those of you out there.
Yeah, pretty cool. They do, you know what? This angle, at least, it does kind of make them look like big, like
and kind of like relaxed.
Yeah.
The inspiration came from the Spiridon. I don't know if you remember those all gray shoes that I had. Remember, I said I've had them for a while. I just never really wore them.
Yes.
Those are Spiridons. It's kind of like where the inspiration came from.
Okay.
So cool. Obviously, a running shoe look.
Yeah, definitely.
Nike has been experimenting with a lot of models with you know, their shoes and AI, and with, you know, like with Victor Wembanyama and all the athletes, the Nike athletes that are in Olympics and that are with Nike. So
Victor Wembanyama is French.
Yes.
Yeah.
He is French. So with all, you know, with all these new technologies and these new models coming out, it's kind of like a throwback to the retro model.
All right.
For the breakdancers. So kind of cool.
We'll see how this cements its own legacy.
Yes.
Should be interesting, I'd say.
I do like the other colorways a little better than this one. This one's cool, though. It's got a little AirTech Challenge colorway.
Yeah.
Reminds me of it a little bit. But the other two colors that are coming out are pretty cool, too. They're like brown and is a black.
Yeah, yeah, I saw the brown one. I like the upside down check, because when you're on your head, it won't be upside down.
Very cool, and we didn't talk about the details. That is what the details. So when you're doing like a head spin,
yes,
you see the check in the upright.
It's like, oh, they're like, oh, look at that. It's a Nike shoe. I didn't know until now.
Stop spinning.
It's like, can't read it.
Is it Nike?
Yeah, very cool. No, I haven't seen a price for these either.
120.
120, okay.
It's not bad.
Yeah, that's not too bad. But yeah, coming out sometime July. So probably, again, to coincide with the Olympics. Mm-hmm. And July is much closer than I feel like it is. So
very, very
soon. These will be coming out soon, yeah. Speaking of coming out soon, these next pair, they're already out as of this episode being released. The Jordan 4 Oxidized Green.
But not too long.
No, they came out just a few days ago. Mm-hmm. I don't know. You think they'll be available still? They're doing a full range of sizes, so I guess if you have really small feet, you could try for the big kid size. But
They're already on StockX. I checked the prices already. Size 9 for me would be 180, so it's not...
I think that's less than retail right now.
Yeah,
retail,
so they're not...
215 for when these come out.
Yes. I'm not surprised. There's a over surplus of Jordans right now that are not selling for over retail, and we've been saying this for weeks now. Right now is a good time to buy some shoes.
And obviously, you know, the Jordan 4 is one of the most popular models.
Yep.
Popular silhouettes, but this is also like the fourth or fifth Jordan 4 that's released this year.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, because they're doing, I don't know if it's coinciding with this release or if it's later, but they're doing the Oxidized Red as well.
Yes.
So, there's like definitely a ton of Jordan 4s, because you had the military blues, or the industrial blues, but the military blues,
mm-hmm.
now green and red coming out, so... Mm-hmm. They're just kind of throwing out all the Jordan 4s.
Lots of 4s.
The Reds come out.
Lots of 4s. The Thunder, both Thunders came out last year.
Yeah.
This is almost like a series, I want to say, because they're... The Oxidized series, just because the color they chose this time is obviously the green, but there's a purple that's come out a long time ago. The red that's scheduled to come out right later this year. I want to say there's an orange and a blue kind of following the footsteps of the OG one that had a lot of... You know, colorways from back then, like the orange and the purple and the green and red. So, kind of like the same treatment with the Jordan 4. I like it. You were the one that brought this color up to my attention, and I thought they're great. And every time I see them, I'm like, I start liking them a little more.
Yeah, no, they're really nice. I don't know, they're really cool. Would you rather have these or the BMX Jordan 4 Lows that are coming out? They're kind of a similar green.
The Nigel Sylvester ones, I think I like too.
Yeah.
It, as weird as it is, and I'm such a homer when it comes to these things, fitting because the Celtics are winning a championship.
Yeah, so seriously.
I can be that Laker fan where I'm like, I don't want to wear any green.
No green.
But I do love a lot of green right now. Kind of weird.
I know. It's also like the
it's not helping.
Nina Chanel Abney Jordan 3s are coming out, which we talked about. Yeah, and those are all pretty much all green.
Yeah.
Those are sick, man. They're really nice.
Right. I mean, it's also showing our maturity, right? Like, we can wear green just because it's a Celtics color.
I will burn all my green clothes if the Celtics win. Yeah.
Yes.
So, but I'm mature. Yeah, I'm pretty mature. but yes, these have already come out, $215 for retail.
Yeah.
So if you can grab some, you know, that'd be great.
Mm-hmm.
But I wouldn't be surprised if they sold out. But like you said, surplus of Jordans, particularly surplus of Jordan 4s. So you never know.
Yeah. A pair that we'll talk about that is very reasonably priced. So definitely go out there and get your pair.
Last up for new releases that you sent me, a pair coming out in a few months here.
I specifically chose these for you.
Yes, you chose these.
Can you tell?
I could tell as soon as you sent them, because I was like, oh, I know these.
They popped up on my list of to be released, and I was like, I think
yes, talk about those that. Are the ones. The Strawberry Waffle Nike Dunks.
I'm a sucker for themed shoes, bro.
I think it's cool.
I don't think you like the red.
I don't. I
knew it.
I almost... You know what? Maybe I think would be better, though. Maybe it's just a thing with me.
Okay.
Change the laces.
Yes!
Get the same... The laces that came with this pair of Waffle Dunks that I have that are... I'll call... If this is the strawberry pair, the pair I have is the butter pair.
Mm-hmm.
The check is just a lighter shade of brown, and the laces are like... creamy kind of brown, and
yeah.
I think they're still brown more, but the cool thing is that the tip of the lace, which there's a name for that, I can't think of the word right now.
Mm-hmm. Lace tip,
that's it. they're cream colored, so it's a little bit of contrast, and then there's one little band towards the top that's orange. They're really nice. I think it really, even though it's small and like no one will really notice it, yeah. I really love that detail of them. But yeah, I definitely prefer the pair I have over this. But again, if
yours are definitely
better. If I threw my laces on this pair,
yeah,
pretty nice.
So a couple questions for you. First one, in the original pair that you have, is there a darker brown lace that comes with it? Because I saw pictures with that.
No, I only really? Got one pair of laces. Yeah.
So I saw a pair of your waffles with a like a dark brown lace. Those
kind of more like this color, maybe.
No, like a dark brown. Wow. They look.
No. I.
They like a look,
syrup brown.
It look yes.
That would be the next thing they should do. They should do the dark brown laces and a dark brown sick. Check and a dark brown bottom. Because mine has the gum sole, the which syrup is super waffles. Nice. Also, I think on mine. I think the midsole is gum as well.
Yes.
I don't think there's any white. So that, I think, probably better on this pair if you're going to have a red sole to have a white midsole. But
yeah.
I do, again, I prefer that on mine to have the gum sole all the way through.
All the way one color.
Yeah.
Same with me.
Yeah.
Specifically white. Yes. Yeah. My second question for you. Hear me out. The cream laces, for sure. Or white laces, I think both would look sick.
Oh, I think white would help. It would make it like a strawberry shortcake.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's like a whip, like the whipped cream.
Yeah, that's honestly keeping what it's missing. Is that
yeah?
Whenever you see strawberries on waffles or mm-hmm. pancakes,
yes,
it has a little dollop of whipped cream. So,
I specifically can care less for the whipped cream. Do you put whipped cream on your waffles?
No, if I have a waffle, it's just syrup, maybe some butter.
Same, but on my waffles, I do love some. Strawberries and the grenadine. Come on. No.
Get
no.
out.
No.
Really? Get out. Leave here.
when we go to IHOP and you get waffles, just syrup.
Well, they would probably be like, do you know what the P stands for, my man? I would be like, waffles. Now. I'll take your pancakes only if they have little cups in them.
You heard it here first.
Guys?
Guys.
No, I'd be like, just waffles, butter, and syrup. Done.
Anyways.
Well, I didn't think the episode would end. The podcast would end at episode 50, but you know, here we are.
But my favorite detail of the waffle series, I showed you the high top earlier.
Yes.
Those are pretty cool.
Yeah.
Those came out a long time ago. They're on, they were, I forgot what like series. I think they were just its own standalone shoe. Your size, if you were to buy a 13, is at 600 for that pair.
Wow.
Yeah,
and that's what's interesting because those are probably a Nike SB, right?
No, I think that's just a regular.
Oh, okay, yeah. That's what I think is interesting is that these are not SBs. Where I feel like usually,
like more of the dunks, theme.
Yeah, if there's a theme, yeah. It's usually an SB
yes.
release. But
I love the kind of like shriveled waffle midsole. To me, that's my favorite. Obviously, that's
the best part.
Obviously, that's why they're called the waffles. Yes. But the way it looks is just perfect to me.
It's the best part, and the materials. I think it's so smart what they did because it gives the thicker textures of this kind of rugged suede here.
Yeah,
is waffly, and then the leather is like buttery smooth. Like it's super soft.
Right. Like when you rock your pair is obviously the one that we like the best.
Yes.
It reminds me, like I said before, it reminds me of the Reese Forbes. One of the OG dunk SB dunks of all time before.
Yeah.
Just that shade of cream and brown is can't go wrong.
I definitely might have to get some dark brown laces because I think that would be.
I'm telling you, dude.
Super super sick.
I'll send you the picture with them. They look dope. And then the fact that I didn't even think about the syrup when you said syrup, I was like, yeah.
You have the high top, the original high top pulled up there. I definitely think the lows. They're different because the high tops have the waffling material across the whole shoe.
Yeah.
I think this is way better.
Yeah, a little more subtle.
Yeah, and I think even if they added the waffle texture to either the heel or the toe.
Yeah.
The toe box, I think that would be cool too. But all over, not for me.
No, it looks too crazy. No. It looks too much.
They're cool. It's cool with the syrup dripping.
Looks like a beehive kind of, huh?
Yeah, it's just a little too much.
I'm a sucker for the color, dude. I thought the color looks dope.
Thicker laces actually would be the skateboard laces would be sick on
these two.
Yeah,
yes.
I might have to invest in that.
You can definitely find those now too.
All right, what if you got really crazy?
Okay,
and you did
blueberry.
Blueberry would be sick. A purple one maybe, like a raspberry.
Grape,
or,
yeah,
well, yeah, grape jelly,
apricot,
every type of jam, lemon curd.
Nike, get your notes.
Okay,
keep going.
Really crazy though. What if you did like a brownish red here, and it was like kind of shriveled, like really textured, so it looks like bacon.
Okay.
And then what if the laces were like white with bits of yellow or something for eggs? That, I don't, it might look awful. It could very well look terrible.
The Nike Dunk Lumberjack Slams.
the Denny's Grand Slam.
Grand Slam. Fire.
I kind of,
it can be done. It can be, or like, you know,
it might look awful though.
Okay, the tongue, right? The tag on the tongue, yellow yolk in the middle, white.
Yes.
But then Nike across.
Yes. That's where you put it.
That's where you put it. See?
Yes. And you can have just white laces.
See?
I don't know.
Told you.
I need to call a customizer right now.
So just saying. And then it's part of the breakfast series, bro, right?
The breakfast series, yeah.
See what I mean?
This is why waffles are better than pancakes, too.
I agree.
You can make pancake dunks. It just looks like a regular dunk.
So waffles are better than pancakes?
Yes. Yes. Yes, they are.
Thank you. But, yeah, that's the strawberry waffle. I love those.
These
I
are...
Like it. I know you don't like it.
Coming out August 20th, 2024.
Yes.
So, like we said, a few months. I think 120?
120.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Really good price for a dunk.
I want to see someone... I'm going to have to experiment with some different laces on mine and then just visualize the red. Because maybe this will just be my thing. I'll just have all the waffle dunks.
Because you never know. There's been shoes that I said I didn't like and then I ended up liking them later.
If they do a grape jelly one,
oh,
I'm definitely going to get those.
Oh, Welch. Don't worry, we'll be done in a jiffy. Do I sound like a smucker? Oh my god, I am crazy today.
If you leave, will you Skippy out of here?
I'll leave in a jiff.
Jam, burry.
Bimbo
Nike
bread.
Jam shoes.
Bimbo.
Bimbo bread. White bread, though.
Yeah.
But that's it for new releases. I'm hungry for breakfast now.
One of my favorite meals is that type of breakfast too.
Dude, if you have like an IHOP, if you have a diner style meal, forget about it.
Coffee or orange juice?
Well, I haven't liked coffee until recently.
Yeah, so orange juice.
Orange juice. Even now?
With or without pulp?
No pulp.
Get out of here.
If there is pulp, it has to be very light.
Okay.
Very light. But no, definitely orange juice. No coffee.
Okay, sometimes both.
Okay, how about this? Do you ever do this? Okay. I don't know if this is a weird thing I do.
Okay.
Ice in your orange juice?
No. Oh. I've definitely had that. Fire.
Fire. Fire. It's the only way to drink orange
juice. It is fire.
If I have no ice in my orange juice, I throw it in my waiter's face.
Right.
I'm a horrible person.
Patron. Let's see if you're this guy. Syrup on the bacon?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Right?
Okay. If I have the little sausage links...
Oh, there too. Yeah,
drowned in syrup.
Yeah,
more than the bacon.
Yeah, you know when you have your meals, sometimes you don't want certain things touching certain things, right?
Yes.
So the syrup can touch everything.
Pretty much everything. The eggs is a little weird, but it usually works out. What about ketchup on your hash browns?
Yes.
Ketchup on your eggs?
Yes, but
I wouldn't intentionally do that.
Ketchup on the hash browns can be tricky because the ketchup will make the hash browns a little soggy.
That's true. They really need to be cooked.
So, eat it fast. Yeah, so eat it a little quicker.
A little hot sauce on my hash browns?
I mean, yeah, obviously.
Some spicy mayonnaise, maybe?
Oh, you're getting crazy now.
You know what?
I have not done that.
I don't mean to be this guy.
I'm not.
But I'm about to get super crazy.
I'm not the breakfast god.
I'm a bad boy.
Mm-hmm. Don't get me started. Too late.
Every once in a while... When I go to Pete's Blue Chip, shout out Pete's Blue Chip.
Classic.
Yes.
Classic.
If I get Thousand Islands, which I do for my fries.
All of Thousand of the Islands.
The next morning, I'll heat up a hash brown and dip that in Thousand Islands. Get out of my face and into my stomach. Don't talk to me
out of
while
my
I'm
face.
Eating my Thousand Island hash brown.
Fire.
I just bettered all these people's lives. Don't at me.
You're welcome.
Or do.
Party corner, when you're trashed, you're welcome.
For real, that was actually
the best
thing that would help me if I'm hungover.
Mm-hmm.
At McDonald's hash brown.
Yeah.
But now they're like almost $5 on their own, so mm-hmm. I just buy my own.
Yeah.
Trader Jose's.
And those are a hot item.
Yeah, man.
Get them while you can.
Anyways, we should probably not talk about breakfast.
That was the last edition of the breakfast series.
Hopefully not.
That's
also a collab that they should do. A cereal collab. Can you imagine like some Fruit Loop Dunks?
Fruit Loop, yes.
That would be rad.
And you can do a cereal box.
Yes. Oh.
Bro.
Why haven't they done this? Why is this our job?
What is it? LeBron has Fruity Pebbles.
Yeah, those are pretty tight.
I think they made a Skittles for
Marshawn. Yeah.
But I mean, that's not cereal.
A cereal series, though?
Dude, you know how many there are?
You could just pick three, too. You could do, like, Fruit Loops,
Applejack
colorway.
Honey Nut Cheerios.
Kind of look like this, maybe?
Strawberry Waffle Cheerios.
Honey Bunches of Oats.
Yeah.
We all get boring.
Boring.
Corn Flakes.
Kix. Oh, it's a shoe. Kix. Told you. See? Nike. Get on the phone.
Anyways.
With these companies.
And us.
Yeah, we'll be there.
Well, would you like to cop or drop?
I would love that.
Okay. Well.
I've been waiting all week.
Good.
You better.
This week on Cop or Drop, we have... I decided to go way back. Both of these pairs are out right now for sale. Yes.
Wait, are they out already?
Both of these pairs are available to buy.
Okay.
One of them we kind of covered because it's a historic model of shoes that has been re-released for the first time, I think, since the 80s. I'm not entirely certain. You might know more than me.
Difficulty level, do you think, for me?
Not crazy because it's not... I don't think it's a shoe you're crazy about.
Okay.
But I really like the history behind both of these shoes.
Okay.
And it's a model I've talked about where I'm like, if they did one of the classic colorways, I might have to buy them right now, immediately,
okay,
in my face. but I will send you some stuff. There's some pairs where I'm like, oh, EJ will love this.
Okay.
But here we go.
Too much anticipation, bro.
Historical copper drop. We got the Converse Fast Break down here. Going up against the...
Weapon?
The weapons. The Converse weapon. Classic 80s basketball shoes.
Is this the skate shoe?
The Fast Break has been. Those are the New Balances.
I actually like these a lot.
These look
very similar.
Converse is using these as one of their lead skate shoes, mm-hmm. And they're mostly all low tops now.
Yeah. Shout out to them for having a skate shoe now.
Obviously, it's kind of funny how all these 80s basketball shoes are the best skate shoes now.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, they're using it as their lead skate shoe in the low top fashion. The high top of the weapon was recently re-released for the first time in a while.
Yes.
With Shai Gilgeous-Alexander being one of the new faces of Converse. This was kind of a tie-in. He had an ad campaign going with them. But obviously, a historic shoe. I would say best remembered for being the shoe of Larry Bird and Magic Johnson. A ton of 80s basketball players.
Yes.
But... obviously, those two in particular.
And we spoke briefly about those long ago in the OG Nike basketball shoes episodes that we've had.
I don't think we ever covered them in depth. I think we've just touched on them.
I think we spoke briefly about the commercial where they're rapping.
Yes, such a good commercial.
the best.
I went home with the MVP.
Kind of crazy though. That Larry Bird got it like an all black pair, almost like a funeral pair.
Yes,
crazy.
They've released some new colorways, and because when they first re-released the two colorways, I wasn't crazy over.
Mm-hmm.
It was a all white with black accents.
Yeah,
and then an all black pair with cream looking accents, and I wasn't really. I wish they were just kind of white.
Yeah.
But these pairs that they've released recently are a little more simple, and I like them a little bit better for it. But they also have some lows where I'm like, oh, I think EJ would like these a lot.
Converse weapon has always been a staple to me in the lore of all basketball shoes.
Yes, I would agree.
I'm going to have to go with the weapon in this case.
Fast break?
I'm going over the fast break Because I even though I do like these, the New Balance skate shoe that we spoke about briefly, which we might have to speak about in length next episode.
Yes.
Since we talk about it so much, I think I like those better as a skate shoe as opposed to these. And then the history of the weapon. I mean, come on.
Yeah. It's tough to beat. Some of the fast breaks are on sale right now, but they're normally only $80, so that's also kind of a steal right there. The weapons are actually not that bad, though, for kind of being, you know, a re-release of a old school cool shoe.
Right.
$120 for the high tops, $100 for the lows. They've got just a lot of cool colors for the lows. They've got these kind of red cream ones going on.
Ooh, I actually like those.
I thought you would like these a lot. They have a ton of colorways. They have 6 colorways for these. And they're all pretty sick.
How much are they?
The lows are only $100.
$100. Guys, Converse website, if you are interested.
Yeah, and I was surprised at how many colors they released. Because I thought it was kind of just a special limited release when they initially did it. But they're kind of going full back into it. And I the lows in particular, I'm like, oh man, they're super nice. Because the high tops, they're very high. But
yeah, and obviously they're... they're like a not in the style of the newer style of basketball shoes.
Yeah,
but I mean, you know, for us people who are, you know, homers for the old school, you know, great pair to have in your collection.
Yeah,
you didn't choose. Which one did you?
I really do like the fast break.
Yeah,
but I think I'm gonna go with the weapon as well. And in particular, if they do end up releasing a purple and gold colorway at any point,
oh boy,
those definitely. Dude. I'll probably get those because those ones that Magic has, so sick.
Super sick.
Bro. Yeah. And I don't have any Lakers shoes.
You don't have a Lakers shoes?
No. Yes.
You need a Laker pair.
Yes, I need a Laker pair. And that would be a cool one to have, I think.
That would be actually some good research to look up the purple and yellow pair to see if you could, if you were to get them now.
I don't even know if they, like, any exist. You know,
they've come out before. It's just to find a DS pair. I don't know if they are on sale like that.
No, yeah, that would be that would be nuts.
Good cop or drop, pop. Statty poppy.
Statty poppy. something I saw was that MJ during his first Olympics in 1984, before he joined the league, Michael Jeffrey Jordan.
Yes,
he wore the fast break. He was not wearing Nikes. So,
interesting.
Pretty crazy.
That's dope.
Converse were her shoe of choice in college. We talked about it before.
Yeah.
But I think that was.
Who he wanted, or Adidas.
Adidas was the big one he wanted to go.
But then he wore a lot of the Converse. Yeah. So.
So another cool tidbit about the fast break. I wouldn't knock anyone if they chose them.
Awesome.
Should we get to the feet that are on fire?
Yes.
The heat on them feet.
Heat on the bonfire.
Yeah, bonfires with shoes.
Yeah.
Light it up, boys. first up, we have...
Who's wearing what now? Let's see.
NBA Finals MVP candidate. Okay. I wouldn't be surprised if Jaylen Brown took it from him, but
okay.
We got Jason Tatum.
Yes.
Dapping up Jrue Holiday there. He's got his Tatum 2, of course, but this is a PE, would imagine. I do not think these are going to be released. We'll get a close-up a little later.
Those look like the cement threes, bro.
They look cementy, but this part here, it's a little tough to tell, is snakeskin. They're pretty sick.
Those are super
nice.
We'll
just jump to the close-up because they're too nice to not talk about.
I hate the Celtics.
Right?
Those are so nice.
Those are pretty sick.
Damn.
And normally, it seems like Nike in particular, there's a lot of snakeskin collabs.
Yeah.
That we've talked about. And I usually don't like them. Like the D-Book Rattlesnake ones that they did. Didn't really care for those.
Yeah.
I do feel like personally sometimes snakeskin... like boots and stuff, like when cowboys wear them or whatever, they look a little tacky to me.
I agree. I'm not really the designer style.
This is pretty well done.
It's so perfectly executed. The netting on here and the back, awesome. The colors are dispersed perfectly. I think with the gray,
yeah,
the silver, the snakeskin, that almost like. I don't even know how to say that type of red, but like a little...
Like infrared?
Almost like an infrared, yes. Just, again, beautifully executed.
Yes. But this is, I think, maybe my favorite Tatum 2 that I've seen.
Definitely my favorite
Tatum 2. I haven't been crazy about it, but Because usually I think what gets me is that the colors of these two kind of blocks, they usually are really vibrant and kind of in your face.
Yeah.
And I don't think it has been working for me. Mm-hmm. But this pair, I think, executes it very well.
Like yeah, it's gorgeous. Is there a name for this colorway?
I don't know, because I think this is a PE. So I just called it Snakeskin.
Well, they are about to make history.
Why don't you slither on out of here?
That's all I got.
You're cold-blooded, man.
Don't get rattled.
Hey. You're spin venom right now.
Super sick. And then I saw Jalen's wearing look like a GT cut.
I think I thought it was the same pair. What did we say last time? I got really confused.
GT cut.
I think
two.
It was the GT jump two. I thought was it cut?
Yeah, jump is the big one.
I'll never know. I think he was wearing that same pair that we covered time.
GT Schmitty.
GT Schmitty, man.
Yeah.
I don't care about them shoes. Tatum also during the finals broke out a pair of the Pink Lemonade, which was
one of your favorites.
One of the best colorways for the one.
Yeah.
So it's cool that I hope that's maybe one of his colorways that he continues throughout.
Oh, of course. I
signature
hope,
shoe.
I hope so too. That was a beautiful colorway.
Super cool shoe.
Yeah.
This was
game
three. He had a pretty darn good game. team high 31 points, 6 rebounds, 5 assists, a steal, no blocks, 2 turnovers, and 2 fouls on 11 of 26 shooting. Jaylen Brown, of course, his partner in crime, 30 points, 8 rebounds, 8 assists, one block, 3 turnovers, and 3 fouls. So really good game from Jaylen Brown. I could definitely see him getting finals MVP.
Definitely. I think Tatum getting overshadowed just a little bit.
I think so as well.
But that's a great stat line.
I still think he's the leader of that team.
I think so too.
Also, there will be a game 5. Mavs are whooping them. 115-70 with 5 minutes to go.
As you said, they needed to blow them out this game.
You couldn't. It would be embarrassing if you didn't blow them out this game, I think. If it was a close game, it would be like...
Nobody wants to get swept in the finals.
Kyrie had a game-high 35 in this game, game 3. So, you know, the Stars were doing their thing in game 3. That is for sure.
They've been showing up.
Yes. But yeah, very cool pair, I thought, and wanted to highlight Tatum.
One thing I like to show too is we spoke about very briefly a few episodes ago about how the creasing on basketball shoes has gotten less because of the technology.
Materials.
And as you can see here, there's none.
Yeah.
Love that.
Yeah, it's pretty. They look really clean.
Because unfortunately, even if you were to wear like a Kobe 5 right now, you'll see the stress.
You can see it,
On the inner part of the outsole. Again, doesn't bother me too much, but with technology now, awesome. Your shoes can look a lot newer.
Next up, we've got a player representing a brand we don't talk about pretty much ever.
Cool.
We got Angel Reese in the Reebok Solution.
Yes.
I always think it's funny that Reebok, they have the question, the answer, and the solution.
Mm-hmm. And then the formula.
They need a problem now.
The problem is the next one, yeah.
Yeah. I do believe she will be getting a signature shoe at some time, so maybe that'll be the problem.
Mm-hmm.
She was Reebok's big signing last year in the NIL deal. After the first one announced after Shaq and AI took over as, I think, president and player representative or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But Angel Reese has been balling out. She's got 4 consecutive double-doubles.
Yeah.
So she's been really good for the Sky.
Really cool pair. Also, I think fitting that she wears a shoe that symbolizes Allen Iverson, kind of someone who was always talked about in the league, but also good. Sometimes was, you know, hard nosed, right?
She got bad press. He got
bad press. Loves to talk, but can back it up.
Yeah,
so,
that's true.
So very very fitting that she got a shoe kind of, you know, resembling the same player that wore a shoe similar, right?
And she's had some cool PEs already, even though this pair just kind of looks like a standard triple black.
I like to call them the funeral pair because you wear it when you're about to
kill them fools.
To beat somebody, yeah.
She had, in the game before, she had an all pink pair
that
they called the Bayou Barbie after her nickname from LSU.
Yeah.
And then before that, she had a DMV pair for her hometown, home state of Maryland, and it had like the Maryland flag on it.
Yep.
I believe she's from Baltimore, so that was also a cool pair. So Reebok's been doing her good, that's for sure.
Yeah.
She's been you know, doing them good, backing it up on the court.
Yeah, man. Shout out to those brands like Reebok and Converse for really stepping it up these last few years.
Yes, making, you know, more competition is always good. You always want to,
sure.
Even though we're checks over everything generally, it's nice. You got to have competition.
Yeah, and you want to see it evening out a little bit.
Yes,
you know? and which is what you're saying right now, which is awesome for our podcast.
Yeah, indeed. This was
what did she have? What did she serve up?
Pretty decent game. June 12th, the Sky ended up losing to the Sun, who are killing it. They're like 13-1 right now.
Mm-hmm.
They lost 75-83, but she had a great game. 20 points, 10 rebounds,
damn,
one assist, two steals, no blocks, four turnovers, and five fouls. As I mentioned, fourth straight triple-double. And for the Sun, Alyssa Thomas had 20 points, seven rebounds, four assists, and six steals. Alyssa Thomas is the leader in total assists right now for the W. So George W. Bush.
Awesome.
So some good stuff. The Sky aren't doing too hot. They're like 5-7 right now.
Mm-hmm.
But we've been talking about it for a while. The rookies are struggling, but like clearly they are so good.
Yeah, I mean they're shining as much as they can.
Yeah,
you gotta give them some time.
Yeah. Also, the Sky have sick jerseys.
Yeah, I like those.
They're super nice.
The pinstripe. It's a
pinstripe black, but with some blue and yellow, mm-hmm, which is kind of, I feel like you don't see that paired with black very often.
Mm-hmm.
Works super well.
Yeah,
very
awesome.
Well designed.
Kind of reminds me of the Magic jerseys a little bit and the Black Bulls.
Yes, exactly.
With the pinstripes. So,
which, you know, Windy City, so keeping it stripey.
Keeping it real.
That is right. Last up for Heat on the Feet.
Mm-hmm.
We're going way back to represent a legend.
Yes.
And it is also the NBA Finals, so it's fitting that we talk about the only man who won Finals MVP on the team that lost. So, shout out to none other than Mr. Clutch, Jerry West.
Yeah. In them Chucky Taylors.
In some Chuck Taylors. Of course, Jerry West passed this past week. Pretty awful. He was like maybe one of the greatest basketball minds of all time.
Big time. Architect of a lot of historic teams.
Yes. And even his teams that didn't end up winning championships were like,
mm-hmm,
fan favorites for a lot of people. Lob City Clippers.
Yes.
obviously, this most recent iteration of the Clippers, he had a lot of.
He brought Kawhi on. And PG,
yeah,
over. The dynasty, they're bringing KD to the Warriors.
Yep, he was with the Warriors during their championship years. The Lakers, of course, he was with them for like 40 years.
He was
Shaq and Kobe.
He won with them as a player. Yeah,
Magic.
Shaq and Kobe. Drafted Magic and Worthy and Kobe, really.
Oh, he pushed hard for Kobe. When,
yes.
If you read about, you know, how he felt, he was telling everyone, we have to get this kid. Like, he's the... He described him as pretty much the best player. He thinks he could be the best player of all time. He said his workout with the Lakers. There's a legend that, and I think Jerry West corroborates this, even though Michael Cooper, who was the other guy going up against Kobe, he says, no, it wasn't that bad. But supposedly, and Coop had been retired for a few years at this point, but he was brought in to guard Kobe during Kobe's workout with the Lakers.
Smoked him.
And supposedly Kobe smoked him as a high schooler. So,
yep.
Pretty good stuff. But yeah, some Chucky Taylors, man. Pretty crazy that that's what they used to play in. Adidas, I think, Superstars on the other side there.
Yeah, it looks like it. And I couldn't imagine how bad their feet and their legs hurt after every game.
That's why they had to wear those thick-ass socks.
Yeah, so, you know, doing what they did in those shoes, shout out to them for that.
Yeah.
And also, what other thing to brag, to brag about that's better than saying, well, you have all these stats. I am the logo.
I am of literally the logo of the National Basketball Association.
Yeah, so beat that.
I was reading an article, and you know what is interesting is that Jerry West did not like that he was the logo.
Yeah.
He
didn't like what came with
it. He's a very humble guy, I think. I mean, I think he knows he's great, but he doesn't like attention.
Yeah.
So he was not a fan of being the logo, and it's never necessarily been confirmed from the league that, oh, it is Jerry West, but it.
I mean,
it is. You can see the photo. You can find the photo.
Exactly.
But I was reading that the firm that designed it was hired by the NBA in 1969, mm-hmm. In the off season, and they hired the firm that did MLB's logo, which came out 2 years prior. It's their logo they still use today of the red and blue with the white silhouette of the batter.
Yes.
And the guy that did it just pulled some files, he said, of like photos they had on hand of NBA players and found one of Jerry West probably and threw it together in, like he said, 40 minutes or something.
Yeah.
And I'm sure he was paid handsomely for that.
For sure.
But something I thought was crazy as a quick aside is that when they were talking about the MLB's new logo, the MLB, there had been professional baseball in America at that time for 100 years already in 1967.
It's a long time.
That is so long.
Yes.
But that's something that I think is difficult about the NBA in particular, is that basketball as a sport is fairly new compared to at least football and baseball. And the NBA in particular is one of the last professional sports leagues to be, you know, in America, one of the last big ones.
Yeah.
So it's just unfortunate that we're in that period of time now where the legends from the early days are starting to pass away.
Yeah.
We've had a lot in the last, like, 5 years.
I mean, we just lost Bill Walton.
Yeah.
A couple weeks ago, so.
I know. It's really terrible. And it was crazy because I remember reading at one point that when Kobe passed away, he was only the fourth league MVP to ever, like, pass away.
Yeah.
And now I think they're up to like almost 10. You know, there's been a lot. So it's just getting to that time the league is maturing and we're losing these legends that you know.
I mean, we're ushering in the new era right now. We're seeing it with Tatum and Jaylen.
So. Exactly. Let's get to some stats. So we're not going to not talk about Jerry West and Heat on Feet.
I was going to say I want to hear some of the crazy stuff that he put up during these games.
Well, this picture is from game one of the 1969 NBA Finals, as I mentioned, where he came home with Finals MVP despite losing to the Celtics again. Crazy, crazy game from the logo. 53 points.
Whoa.
3 rebounds, 10 assists, 21 of 41 from the field, 11 of 13 from the line. And the Lakers ended up winning 120 to 118.
I was going
to
say, you can't have that stat line and lose.
No, and they barely won. Gets us game one, too. But also keep in mind, no 3-point line. Mm-hmm. And, you know, only took 13 free throws. So he was out there just torching the Celtics.
And you said it yourself 2 episodes ago, I believe. They didn't record steals.
No, yeah, there's no steals, no blocks recorded. So Bill Russell, for example, who was the head coach / player of the Celtics, 16 points, 27 rebounds, and 5 assists. And you got to assume like 92 blocks, something like that. In between 12 and 92, somewhere.
Yeah, somewhere there.
Same with the Stilt, 15 points, 23 rebounds, 4 assists, and, you know, probably
23 rebounds.
Yeah, man, these dudes were just the only guys even... why go for a rebound against those two?
Yeah.
And John Havlicek for the Seas had 37 points, also a legend, so...
These stat lines... Dude, this is back in the day. Like, this, no. there were some... Also some dogs back then.
There were some woof woofs.
They were certified back then as well.
They were getting buckets, and they were certified.
Yes, in the Chucks.
In the Chucks, though.
Just wild.
Anytime I've tried to play, even just shooting around in Chucks, I'm like, this is awful.
It's just the worst.
This is the worst thing ever.
There is no support.
I saw a clip recently because of Jerry West passing that it's only a few years old, but, you know, J.J. Redick said something about, like, oh, Bob Cousy was playing against firemen and milkmen and, you know, kind of... somewhat diminishing. I think he was joking, but
he destroyed him.
Yeah, somewhat diminishing the guys back then. And Jerry West is after the Bob Cousy, George Mikan generation, but he obviously was playing at a time when the league was really young. Mm-hmm. And he's like, well, you know, maybe the players now are definitely more athletic and more talented, but you also have the resources to be more athletic and more talented.
Yeah.
I had to work in the summer a second job just to keep my family like afloat.
Right.
And I still had to also work on my game. So as good as I was,
Like, and then he said, how much did JJ
average? Yeah, he's like, how good was JJ Redick? Like, as good as I was, how good was he? Mm-hmm. 12 points a game?
Yeah, yeah. Ouch.
Jerry West is at like 25 or something crazy.
Yeah, while doing everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, shout out to Jerry West. RIP.
Legend is like short of...
Doesn't come close.
Yeah, no. So, I don't know, an icon?
Yes.
Yeah, you know?
The logo, man. Literally an icon. Mm-hmm. He's literally an icon. It's crazy.
Yeah, thank you to all you that you've done for the sport. You know, condolences to his family.
Yes.
Just a huge loss
in for the NBA,
in the NBA community.
This and, I mean, Bill Walton was obviously huge, but this and Bill Russell really kind of affected me, just because obviously don't know them, but those were two like giants of the game that helped transition the game to what it is today, and were great ambassadors up until their ends. You know, they were always like at the games, repping the league, helping the young guys, talking to them. So really sad,
and that was what a lot of people said too. Is, you know, he was so good to the younger players now.
Yeah,
everything he touched turned into gold. So
yeah, man.
So, you know, shout out to that man.
Yes,
great guy.
Thank you for the.
He brought
the Lakers 9 championships.
Yeah, 1 as a player, and then 5 with Magic, 5 with Kobe. Oh, but he wasn't with us anymore.
No, 3 with Kobe and Shaq. So 9 total.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Crazy. Insane. But since we're getting historic and we are at the end of this episode, I wanted to bring up a couple of my favorite moments from the first 50 episodes of Stinks and Stats. I was wanting to
talk about this as well.
I thought one of my favorite moments, I have a couple. So one of the first ones was when you brought up... Jordan Pippen. I thought that was hilarious.
Jordan Pippen
is classic. That's a classic moment. Classic,
yeah.
for
people don't know about Jordan Pippen either, you know?
They don't. Yeah. They don't. He's
an obscure guy.
He was great.
Hard to pin down. You don't see him anymore, that's for sure.
Who knows what he's doing? But we know what
Nobody
he did.
We know exactly what he did.
Exactly. That was one of my favorite moments. The Copper Drop tournament was one of my favorites.
Awesome.
Uh-huh. And then, just for to name three... the Kobe episode, man. I mean, to have a pot, to be able to do this is awesome, but to talk about our favorite player and do it was something that meant a lot to me.
Pretty sick. I think one of my favorites was the second part of the Chuck episode.
Oh, fire.
Really felt like we hit a groove there. Yeah.
That was almost like a, you know, we're on and running after that episode, you know?
The Olympic or the FIBA tournament episode, I remember being very excited for last year. We had some cool shoes and just a cool topic, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And I think my favorite clip that we've posted was the Jalen Williams clip.
Definitely top favorite clip of mine.
Yes.
In there, top three, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. But it's been a good 50, man.
It's been great. Also, to all the people that, you know, watched and listened to us, thank you.
Thank you for being here.
Can't thank you enough.
50 more, baby.
To 50 more, we'll have 50 kids.
50 kids?
50 kids, a big mustache when episode 100 comes out. Hopefully by then we'll have a sponsor by then. But it's been an amazing ride, you know, and we're going to keep it going. We do have some stuff planned in the future.
We always got stuff planned.
Yes, we do. We've gone to ComplexCon. We've gone to Got Soul.
Yep.
We've done some cool stuff so far.
We got some stuff.
Like we said, summer's coming up. Cheers to another 50 episodes. But thank you for watching and listening. And we will see you next week on the Flippity Flop.
Are you ready?
Are you?
Give me a R. Give me a U. Give me a ready.